Is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A UN report released shows Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. ABC's James Longman says a three-member panel sifted through evidence and found Israel was in violation of four of the five metrics defining genocide. Under international law, Israel called the report distorted.
And they have found since the Hamas attack of October 2023 that Israel is intent on the destruction of the Palestinian people. That's a quote from their report. And they make a distinction between killing civilians as a result of the effort to try to go after Hamas, inadvertently killing them, if you like, and purposefully trying to go after civilians.
Israeli forces today began its ground offensive in Gaza City with tens of thousands of Palestinians fleeing homes. In Utah, state prosecutors expected to outline formal charges against suspect Tyler Robinson in the fatal shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The charges could include aggravated murder, which could bring the death penalty. And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed in trading. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinaire on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Could Wisconsin State Capitol see additional security? That's what some lawmakers are proposing. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Toma-Yulson.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues and, of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers, as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
A proposal in the last legislative session failed to advance to a vote. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
An update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel 110% confident, and I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not 90%, or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? Yeah, that feels good at times. In the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Sunny and summery today, with high temperatures still spiking to the mid-80s. We do have a teeny tiny chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, lows slip to the mid-60s, and tomorrow, a repeat of today. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we discuss the rise in death by suicide rates in Wisconsin and try to look into what the cause and the solution is. Also, the Brewers are back in action. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Connie Field, a filmmaker with Clarity Films. Clarity, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, claritifilms.org is the website. Connie.Field, spelled just the way you'd think, C-O-N-N-I-E dot Field, over on Instagram. Connie, tell us about this new film you have about Hungary.
Well, the film is called Democracy Noir, which I guess is an apt title for it. And the film follows three women in Hungary who have been fighting Viktor Orban since 2010. And one of them is an opposition member of parliament. The other is a nurse who is also a street activist. And the other is a journalist who follows corruption. And we get the story of what happened in Hungary over the last 12 years through their eyes. And when you see the film, I think what Americans today are going to notice is that this is where Trump got his playbook. You'll see so many things in the film that will remind you of what's happening to us right now.
Yeah, and Viktor Orban even came to CPAC and said, you know, build your own media, change your libel laws so that you can take down people who criticize you. He just laid it out. I mean, you know, and this is not a secret, generally speaking, although most Americans are completely unaware of it.
Right, exactly.
What led you to this?
Just as most Americans, even though the Democrats talked a lot about 2025, I think it went over everybody's head.
Yeah.
It really didn't land anywhere where people really understood it. And with this film, now people understand it much better than before the election.
So where can people find the movie?
The movie's going to be at the Monica in Los Angeles for the next week. It's starting on September 19th. It'll run through the 25th. And they can get tickets at the Lemley Theater called the Monica in Los Angeles. It's also going to be at a lot of other theaters, and they can go to our website, which is claritifilms.org, and they can see where it's showing.
Yeah, Sean was just telling me it's playing here in Portland right now, apparently until
right
tomorrow.
Now in Portland, I just got back from Seattle. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's going to be in Cleveland. It's going to be in many, many places.
Are you going to put it online?
Yes, eventually I'll put it online, probably in November, December.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. I was actually in Hungary the summer that Viktor Orban, I wasn't there when he gave the speech, but about a month afterwards, when he was kind of a rising star on the left, as it were, challenging communism. It was the it was the summer that the wall came down in Berlin, and there were all these German refugees coming in and whatnot. And, you know, people were actually very optimistic about the possibility that Viktor Orban could be the guy, you know, who was going to lead Hungary into a post-Soviet positive place. How did he become essentially a dictator?
Well, you know, okay, a couple of interesting things about the time that you were there. Orban went to Oxford on a scholarship paid by George Soros.
I remember, yeah.
And he was a liberal back then, and he was much more liberal from 1998 to 2002 when he was also in office. And he also, the other thing that's important about that era is that that's when they formed their new constitution for Hungary. And unfortunately, in this constitution, they have a clause that says any political group that gains two-thirds majority in parliament can change the constitution.
Which he has done now repeatedly.
Yes, when he got elected in 2010, he was the first to have a two-thirds majority, and he did exactly that.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, as people now are beginning to understand that something's wrong in our constitution, which is allowing for the situation that we face right now, that was the same in Hungary. But one thing I wanted to add is the reason I did a film about Hungary is because my husband's Hungarian. And we've been going almost every year since 1990 to Hungary. So I've kind of had a front row seat.
Wow. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So you know about that era that I was talking about. I haven't been back since then. So I can't, you know, speak to modern day Hungary, but I certainly can read the news reports. And I've written a few myself about Viktor Orban. He has essentially captured the entire judiciary. Do I have that right?
Absolutely.
And he has his party, Fidesz, controls the parliament. He has largely gerrymandered Hungary in order to guarantee his and Fidesz's victories. How does that work in Hungary?
Well, that's one of the first things he did in 2011 is gerrymander, just the way the Republicans have, and unfortunately Democrats do the same thing, but have not been as successful as Republicans. Right. In gerrymandering things in the states. The other thing he did is he did a thing called winner take all. It used to be if you got 51% of the vote, that's what you got represented, and the opposition would have its 49%.
In parliament.
In parliament. He changed it so whoever gets 51% in that district gets the whole district.
Hmm.
Okay, the other thing he does, he can change the election laws at will. Okay, so for instance, around Hungary, there's this diaspora of Hungarians because Hungary used to be much bigger until World War I. And so he allows all the Hungarians in the Ukraine, in Slovakia, in Romania, in Serbia, to all vote in the Hungarian elections. And they can vote by mail, and he gives them various grants and helps them out, and they all vote for Fidesz.
Right, because he's
sort of another diaspora in Hungary, which are young people who all went off to Europe to work. And there's about 800,000 there. If you're in England and you're working in Manchester, you have to go all the way to London to the Hungarian embassy and vote in person. And the embassy always closes by 3 o'clock that day.
So the young people
can vote.
I'm sorry, finish your thought. I didn't mean to step up.
And the other thing that he allows to have happen is he does like voter tourism. This he started in 2018. So let's say he's got a district that he's not sure of getting his 51%, and he knows he's got this other one completely. He buses people from that district to the other one, so he always gets his 51%.
Wow.
He always has two-thirds of parliament.
Wow, that's pretty extreme. So with the foreign vote or the out of country vote, the people who he is subsidizing and who love him, he lets them vote by mail. But the people who are the young people who are working abroad, they have to go to the embassy. Do I have that right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, because they're more likely to vote against him. It's really astonishing. And he's been in power since, 2010, as I recall?
For this era.
Yeah. He was president before that for a short time.
98 to 2002, when he lost that election, he was really depressed.
Right.
And so he went around the country and formed the citizens group with his party, Fidesz, figured out who his constituency could be, and he's played to that constituency.
Right.
In a way, it's very similar to Trump.
How do you think this is going to play out? Because he's been sucking up to Putin. And, he has had pro-Ukraine positions at times, but it seems like Trump's pro-Ukraine positions. In other words, all talk, no action kind of stuff. But not just with regard to Ukraine, but how is he shut down major universities. He sued most of the press in Hungary out of business, and his oligarch buddies have bought up most of the media outlets. I mean, he basically controls that country, and can do it with an iron fist, although he has this, friendly affect. And everybody thinks of Hungary as just, another country in Europe. In fact, he sponsored CPAC over there in Budapest a couple of years ago. How do you think this is going to play out? Is the movement to overthrow him essentially going to have any success? Is Fidesz going to end when he dies? I mean, what do you see happening? We've got about 2 minutes here before we hit a hard break, Connie.
Okay. It's actually looking very positive now. A couple of things, a new party formed called TISA. It's headed by a guy who left Fidesz. There's been resistance in Hungary continuously, and that's been very, very important, because once Fidesz came up, a lot of people were there to join it because they've developed this culture of resistance. And TISA is outpolling Fidesz right now.
That's
the second thing that happened was Orban banned Pride. But instead of people staying home on Pride Day, led by the mayor of Budapest, close to 200,000 people were in the streets.
I saw the pictures. Yeah, I remember.
And Orban did nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a party that could basically overtake it. It really is going to end up depending on how much Orban sews up the election.
We're talking with Connie Field. She's a filmmaker with ClarityFilms.org, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y, Films.org. And the film is Democracy Noir. Tell us again how people can find this film.
Well, it's going to open in L.A. on Friday at the Monica Theater, so they can go there. It's playing there for a week. It's in Cleveland. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, a number of places. I just got back from Seattle. It's in Portland, many, many places.
Yes.
But in Santa Monica, at the Monica Theater, starting this Friday.
Cool.
And I'll be there on Friday and Saturday to talk with the film.
That's great. ClarityFilms.org. Check it out. Connie, thanks so much for dropping by and for making this movie.
Thank you, Tom.
Good talking with you.
Okay.
Democracy Noir. We'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour, just about. We'll be in a few seconds. I'll be back with you and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with your calls. What's on your mind? Stick around.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through. through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Zepecki.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/school.
the law like a blade on command. He named the men who told the truth and tried to bury them with state-approved abuse. Chris Cribbs said the vote was clean. Trump couldn't stand what that would mean. So he aimed the DOJ like a loaded gun to punish truth till silence won. The freedom to speak. For the freedom to speak truth to power. Trump made loyalty the only creed.
24 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not much, Tom. I've got a couple of quick kind of informational things for you. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about how the dollar is declining in value since Trump took office. It's had the fastest decline in 50 years.
Really?
He's such a great businessman. 50-year decline to 10%.
Wow.
The other one I wanted to tell you, I've spent a lot of time researching, using stats, going through numbers since 1975, and about 77% of all political violence, you know, domestic terrorism, is on the right-wing lunatics. And about 23% is on the left. So it's just the opposite of what, you know, how Trump
right.
uses.
And the percentage that's on the left, by the way, is not the left that the right wingers attack. It's not, you know, trans people out there. Well, there was one, but, you know, it's not like, you know, trans or queer people out there shooting people. It's mostly environmentalists who are, you know, sabotaging environmental, you know, disasters, you know, logging sites and things like that. If my recollection is correct, Joe, you just looked through the numbers.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a false equivalence. Even with that 23%, they're usually trying to do something good.
Yeah.
Like stopping big insurance from, you know, killing everybody. The other thing I wanted for any Republicans that are hate watching that happen to be seniors, I've got good news for you. In 2026, your COLA, your cost of living, is going to be less than inflation, about 2.7%. But the good news is you'll be paying 11% more on your Part B Medicare. Trump's doing such great things for you again. The other thing that I wanted to talk to you about that I think you'll find very interesting, there's a new deal going on. You can look this up. It's quite interesting. There was, right a couple of days before the death of Kirk, there was somebody selling witchcraft spells on Etsy.
Oh, I know. And they bought a hex on Kirk.
Yeah, and I'm thinking witch trials with Alito as the judge. Don't you think?
Yeah, that would
it's
work.
There, right?
Joe, right, thanks for the call. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It is a true story, though. It's an amazing one. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate, because they would eat nose to tail. animal. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, Corrine Hendrickson, a former child care provider, and Francesca Hong, a state legislator, are each looking at making some electoral moves in 2026.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Wisconsin Republicans are putting together a package of bills to reform education in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some of the Republicans' proposals have already been brought up in the legislature in past sessions and failed. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for lacrosse and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Sunny and summery today with high temperatures still spiking to the mid-80s. We do have a teeny tiny chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight, lows slip to the mid-60s, and tomorrow, a repeat of today. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She loves it. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 37% off and free shipping on this extraordinary Super C Serum with hyaluronic acid. Vibrience.com/Tom.
Pillars of justice down, banning the lawyers, silence in the fight. If no one defends, who protects the right? He's silencing the defenders one by one, turning the law into a loaded gun, breaking the courts, bending the rules. Trump's bill. Got the judges shaking in fear. Musk by his side, whispering.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Marilyn in Chicago. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Oh, I love your show so much.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, of course, I think the assassination of Charles Cook, completely unacceptable in every way. But what concerns me is that this concept in our media that's going on right now, if anyone says anything negative about him, that, they're going to be labeled as being against free speech. When in actuality, if we can't say those things, that's not free speech.
Yeah, it's
and
quite
I think
ironic.
We need to, right? Yeah. We need to let young people know who, maybe think they support him, some of the things that he has, said. And I know, he, rejects feminism. He says, a woman should submit to her husband. He says slavery was bad, but black people were better off in slavery. They committed less crimes then. He says the January 6th people entered the Capitol and beat the police, were trying to attack, Nancy Pelosi. And they just had bad judgment, but it wasn't an insurrection. Mm-hmm. And he actually was happy that they were all pardoned. He believed the election was stolen.
Yeah.
Donald Trump went to 62 judges.
I don't think he believed it, but he said it. Yeah.
But he said it, right. He would denounce LGBTQ, the community. It was terrible. He stated gun deaths had to occur because of the benefits of gun rights. So I guess he was okay with children being killed, mm-hmm. and terrible attacks. He said the Civil Rights Act was a mistake. It was destructive.
Yep.
He said it was anti-white. Martin Luther King was an awful person.
Yep.
He said George Floyd was a scumbag and wasn't worthy of attention. I could just go on.
I've seen the list.
Yeah, and I've actually gone and looked at some of the videos to make sure he did say these things, and he did.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying to understand why we cannot make those statements. You can condemn the assassination, but then you need to tell people what his views were, which are not acceptable.
Yeah.
And I'm just not even listing all of them, but those are pretty significant there.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Charlie Kirk was promoting positions that I strongly disagree with and that I think are actually
right.
bad for America. But, he had every right to do that. And he had every right to travel around the country to tell his truths, or what I would define even as in some cases lies. But that's all perfectly legal. That's free speech. And when Pam Bondi comes out and says, now if you engage in free speech in an effort to smear the reputation of Charlie Kirk, then the FBI, the Department of Justice, the biggest police agency in the world, is or at least in the United States, is going to come after you. At that point, I'm saying, wait a minute, something has changed in America.
That's exactly what I've been hearing, too, and I feel that exact same concern that you just expressed.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense to me. And I think it's more, it's very dangerous, and, you know, and just so many important issues that, you know, again, it needs to be stated what he said, because I actually know some young people who, you know, they just heard, you know, superfluous things about him. They think he sounded good, and then when I tell them this list, they go, oh. Yeah. Well, I can't agree with those things.
Well, that's
they
that's
didn't
why,
know that.
That's why they don't want us talking about it. Yeah. I got to move along, Marilyn, but thanks for the call.
Okay.
Good to hear from you. Annette in Baltimore. Hey, Annette, what's on your mind today?
I got a few things. How are you?
I am fine. What's on your mind?
Okay. First of all, the media try to convince people that their feelings or perceptions are actually reality, right? Because they say, you know, when Biden was in office, they said, we just don't feel, you know, like we are going ahead or things are getting cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was, right? But their feelings, because I feel this, they needed me to it or convince that our perception is not reality most times.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, okay, what's both sides thing to this domestic violence, the political violence? We got a few, and I can't even say we have a few, because I think most of those are like libertarians or something, right? I don't think that they're actually Democrats, but I just say the false equivalents.
You know,
because I had it right there. I was like, okay, what is it? What's these things? The political views? Mostly on the right, negative, and the perception, because I found one of the ladies, the commentators on MSNBC, I think she's took over the slot for Joy Reid with the other two people, and she keeps saying, well, people don't feel, you know?
Well, sadly, that's become the criteria for our politics, and that, you know, and that was the problem with the Biden presidency. Was Joe Biden was, in my opinion, one of the best presidents of my lifetime, and yet nobody knew it because he was such an incompetent communicator. And you know, and I get that. I mean, he was a very good legislator. He was a very good president, but he stuttered, and because I think he was just basically shy, he was not able to go out in front of the White House every day and just, you know, rant about all the great stuff he's doing the way Donald Trump does.
People were denying reality.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I mean, just denying reality.
Yep. I get it.
I mean, because if they're going to sit there and fall for the, you know, we do better under Republican governance,
We never have.
I don't know
if
we're going to make it through this one.
Yeah, in the last 40 years, we've, you know, in every presidency that we've had, the Republicans have created 1 million jobs and Democrats have created 50 million jobs. Republicans have given us 10 out of the last 11 recessions. You know, Americans just don't know this stuff. Annette, I got to move along, but thank you for the call.
Okay.
It's great hearing from you. Thank you. Thank you. Shelley in Lake City, Florida. Hey, Shelley, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for all you and your crew do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I had a thing that came. I was listening to the Midas Touch podcast on Friday, and it, Ben Mycelis had Brendan Boyle on, the congressman from Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And Brendan Boyle mentioned that the subsidies for the ACA are going to run out at midnight on October the 1st. Now, I knew they were supposed to expire on January 1st, but I have insurance through the ACA. Right now, I'm presently paying $40 a month. If I lose those subsidies, I'm going to be paying $1,400 a month starting next month. And I have called eight congressmen in my state. And I called Brendan Boyle's office, and I have left them all messages with my phone number and my email. I have not heard anything back, and I'm quite concerned. So I thought, well, when in doubt, call Tom.
I thought it was January 1st, too, Shelley. I'm wondering if Brendan Boyle is wrong, or maybe you and I are.
Mentioned, I've heard it mentioned twice after Friday, after Brendan mentioned it Friday. I've also heard it two more times on the Midas Touch. I've heard it three times.
Huh. And well, I'm sorry, I don't know. Many... I mean, normally I'm on top of this stuff, but I'll tell you what, actually, I can't do it during the break. I'll have to, because we'll be taking calls, but I'll have to look this up when I get off the air, and I'll talk about it tomorrow. Is that all right?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'll see what I can find out, Shelley. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Maybe I can track it down in just a few seconds here real quickly. It is 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment while I try to figure all this stuff out. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Okay, I just asked ChatGPT when do the ACA credits expire, and it says they're set to expire at the end of 2025, unless Congress acts to renew them. So, there you go. Hey, let's be honest. Most of us are tired, stressed, and dealing with some kind of pain. And what do? We power through, because the last thing we want is another prescription. And let's face it, nothing in the medicine cabinet ever actually works. That's why I'm so glad I found CB Distillery. Their CBD products are helping so many people, myself included, sleep better, feel more relaxed, and ease everyday pain. And the best part? It's all made with premium quality natural ingredients. They have a full range of solutions for stress, sleep, pain after exercise, even CBD for pets. Their Soothing Relief Balm is a huge customer favorite, and so are their sleep products. Their sleep gummies are my absolute favorite. They really work. So if you're tired of being tired and stressed or just want to feel better in your body, check out CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code TOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What say you?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
This is all too familiar. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people. Or open your medical emergency kit, you know, like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor, recommend a prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications, and there is a doctor in this loop, to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes, and your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And use the promo code Tom to get that $45 off. urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then use the promo code Tom.
The White House is set, the flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet, the cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crowd.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
Well, first, quickly, I'd like to just point out to all the bills out there that it's quite amazing how the right has convinced you of this totally minor issue to get you to vote against your own interests.
Yeah.
Just because of this little minor issue.
You're talking about wailing on trans people like Bill was doing a minute ago.
Yeah, it's a distraction. I mean,
it's a disgraceful distraction.
Yeah. So the other thing that the reason I call was the this Charlie Kirk cult, it seems, has sprung up now. I mean,
yes, the horse vessel syndrome.
They've created a new religion, yep. Charlianity.
Charlianity. Yeah, it seems.
I mean, I'm just stunned by the yeah. That, I mean, they treat him like he's some sort of God, you know. How dare you say anything about this God, Charlie? You know,
yeah. It's blasphemy.
My mind. I don't. And can you imagine what would happen on the other hand if Joe Biden was the one that had been shot? Can you imagine what would be being said?
Well, we know. We know. When the Speaker of the Minnesota House was shot and her husband, they were both killed. Trump wouldn't even call Governor Walz. He wouldn't lower the flags to half staff. Nancy Pelosi's husband was nearly murdered at the age of 82 with a hammer, Trump made jokes about it. Trump retweeted a picture of Joe Biden tied up in the back of a pickup truck with a bullet hole in his forehead. I mean, you know, we know how they would respond.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the congresswoman was not well known, so nobody knew who that was really.
Even outside Trump of Minnesota,
know
yeah.
Who she is.
Yeah.
And
but I'm not sure Charlie Kirk was all that well known before all this happened outside of Republican circles and you know,
right.
Political
well,
junkies.
I mean, you know, Kirk was pretty well known on the right, but Biden is well known by everybody.
Right.
And so, you know, I mean, that would be he would be, you know, just fair game for their vitriol.
Well, and he has been. I mean, you know, he has been. He
well,
really
yeah,
has been. And
yeah.
his family,
but,
too.
I mean, if he was killed, they would just be.
Can you remember when they were, everybody was going hysterical that Hunter Biden made $5 million, you know, being on the board of Burisma over a 5-year period? And they were like, oh, my God, yeah. he's monetizing the presidency. And here you've got Donald Trump. You know, and his Steve Witkoff forming a partnership to peddle crypto, and the UAE puts $2 billion into their partnership, and apparently in exchange for us selling these high tech chips to the UAE that are forbidden to be sold to the UAE because of their close association with China. I mean, it sure looks like bribery to me.
With all this corruption.
And bribery is one of the things that the Constitution says you can impeach a president for. Clay, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Karen in New Orleans. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I am calling you because I saw a program Saturday night that I'm begging you to watch it. It's a half hour. It's on DirecTV. TN channel 376. It was aired this past Sunday, 9/14/25 at 3:30 a.m. It's a interviewer and a book author, and the book's name is Trump Stargate AI. Author is Billy Crone. He connects the, don't be misled by the first 3 minutes, because I've never seen people that are generally barely pro-Trump flip to anti-Trump in a half an hour. Hmm. It's amazing. And I've been watching this for 5 years or more.
So what was it that flipped people, Karen?
Say it again?
What was it that flipped people?
It is connecting the dots from Trump and an executive order he did in the first week he was up there, and why he let Elon Musk into our systems to steal all our Social Security data, all our IRS data, and the U.S. Treasury payment system.
Right.
And the third dot that you can connect is this Larry Ellison guy.
Whose son has just bought CBS and Paramount and all that stuff, and might be buying TikTok.
Oh, no. This is even worse. This is even worse. This is, he's going to have the CBS,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to get the TikTok.
Right.
But this right here is the reason why. It's the reason why Musk needs X, and it's the reason why Ellison needs TikTok.
What is the reason why?
Please, say it again.
What is the reason why?
Well, now, I can't say that on the air.
Okay, Karen, thank you for the call. We're out of time anyway. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. And I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Prosecutors in Utah announcing charges against suspect Tyler Robinson in the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk at Utah Valley University. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray says he'll seek the death penalty.
Count one, aggravated murder. A capital offense for intentionally or knowingly causing the death of Charlie Kirk under circumstances that created a great risk of death to others.
Gray called the murder a tragedy against one of America's sacred rights to free speech, and the state is adding in other factors.
Because the defendant is believed to have targeted Charlie Kirk based on Charlie Kirk's political expression and did so knowing that children were present and would witness the homicide.
Robinson turned himself in after family members recognized images and video released by authorities. He's expected to appear remotely in court today to be formally charged. This is ABC News.